Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO. Taking you through the night. Originating from downtown Minneapolis. And our WCCO TV satellite radio studios. Which is really convenient and nice, by the way. Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Ken Pauley. He is the boys hockey coach at Benilde St. Margaret's, who has also been very active across the board just in hockey and understanding not just its value, but how it works and governing decisions and all those things. Ken, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you're having a good night and you're hanging in there.
As good as we can right now, right?
That's exactly right.
Let me get up to speed just because I think of these rules and restrictions. And my assumption is that if sports end on Saturday, there are some people that were looking for some loopholes perhaps. Are all ice centers shut down as well, hockey arenas shut down as well, even if it's not high school related?
Yeah, it's all shut down. There are no loopholes. I know that, guys. Talking to our rink manager, Jason Eisen, over at St. Louis Park Rec Center, they have that beautiful ROC, that outside rink. And
yeah,
he was inundated with like over 70 phone calls, people trying to rent that thing. And obviously that's going to be shut down because basically the way the EO reads, unless it's a household, you can't even be on an outside rink. So there's no loophole.
If it's a city or private run business, you can't.
Correct. Yeah, you can't be on one.
Okay, so to date, what has happened in the last month with high school hockey? And most kids, there's been like a bridge league and some different things offered. What's happened over the last month to 6 weeks? Have most high school kids been playing somewhere?
The vast majority have been playing somewhere. And as you mentioned, we partnered, our coach association partnered with Minnesota Hockey and sponsored a 3 to 4 week bridge league, we called it. Basically, the original idea, Mike, was to get through to Monday, which was supposed to be the start of our season.
Yeah.
And so in that 3-4 week period, the kids have, and it was largely organized by the parents, and parents are used to organizing things with youth hockey. And I think we had about nearly 45 programs that participated statewide in the Bridge League. So, I know our team got in like, 6 or 7 games and, practiced, and so again, I think it was successful, and we had a few few bumps along the way with the COVID stuff, but we were able to play and we made it through.
So the good news would be if this was only a month shutdown, guys would only be a month removed from ice time, so it wouldn't take them as long to pick it up.
It really shouldn't. I mean, in the end, the kids. the kids skate, for better or for worse, they skate year-round, and so maybe sometimes these schedule breaks aren't all bad.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't want it in this fashion. But we should be able to, hopefully it is just a pause, but I think we should be able to ramp it back up if they let us start in 4 weeks.
I was talking to a high school senior that plays, this is a senior year in hockey this year from one of the suburban schools the other day, and the look on his face when he said to me, I just hope we have any kind of a season. And I hadn't thought about it that much, particularly if you're a senior, but when I looked in his eyes, it was like, boy, that's real fear, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You lose something that you can't get back.
Yeah.
I've been on a few calls with my seniors and with my captains, and And I just said, hey, you know, we're going to, you know, basically we're going to, we got, you know, this, again, we talk about sports teaching something, and honestly, we have an uncertain future. Most of us have to work for an uncertain future, and that's what they're doing. But there's no doubt there's a lot of fear there, but at this time when there's a lot of fear is when we have to show the most courage and act like people who have hope and show that, you know what, we can do this. And I was listening to your last segment with the basically the Lifetime Fitness guy, and yep. And it's like, you know, we can do this. Yeah. I believe we can.
And we've proved that a lot in a lot of different, you know, to date, and I'm not trying to minimize what they're doing right now with the shutdown, but we have proved that with, you know, the twin season. Baseball went on this summer for some youth, you know, once they got it organized and whatnot. Amateur baseball had a very successful season. There's a ton of places. And the other thing, Ken, that I believe is we get mad about these super spreaders and this party here and there. We understand there's some bonehead things that happen. But you know what? Trust us, too, because we're not dumb. We get this, and we know the stakes are high, and we want to keep a healthy Minnesota as well.
Well, that's right. And I think that, you know, there's no doubt you're going to have, you know, some people who don't get it right.
And hell, we don't even know for sure how all the ways it spreads yet. So let's be honest about this. It's not like we've been led down a road where we say this is it. I mean, you could talk about mass social distancing. That hasn't stopped us. So we don't even know exactly how this thing works.
Well, that's right. I mean, I mean, I'm sitting here going, well, you know, talking to arena managers and the rest of us, like, I mean, believe me, I'm not minimizing it like you. I'm sympathetic to what the governor and the folks are going through. I am, for sure. This is hard. But at the same time, you know, you're talking to the rink managers over at Eden Prairie Community Center and St. Louis Park and the rest. I mean, are we tracing any hospitalizations to things that are happening at these arenas? And maybe they are. I don't know. I just haven't seen that number. But I also think that, I like the phrase you use, and it's one I've used myself. It's like, we respect it, but we don't fear it. And we're going to have to learn to live with it, because I don't think we can hide another 8 months.
Oh, I know. I'm worried about the effects right now. And, you know, you worry about kids. You hate to say it, but is there any worse thing to give a kid than a lot of free time and isolation? You know, I don't know, because I just don't see. I worry about bad decisions, which create bad habits, which lead to a bad way of life.
Well, there's always a law of unintended consequences, isn't there?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, one thing we have to understand is that, again, I believe kind of the safest place these kids can be and the safest place for society is in a controlled environment that is, so we take them out of that environment. If they don't think that a kid, if he's not with me or if he's not with another coach at Hermantown or wherever, Pat Andrews up at Hermantown, he's going to be somewhere else. They're going to create about 5 or 6 or 7 different touch points. He's not going to sit in his room.
No, or if he does, it's not all good things he can do there.
Well, no, that's right.
And, you know, you get on that internet and you know, I don't think you need much of an imagination to figure out not all good happens there.
Well, yeah, and let's not pretend that there's the real psychological and emotional harm that's done there as well.
Unfortunately, we can't measure that against it, right? And no, I get all that stuff. You know, one person of knowledge in this told me that hockey is more at risk because you skate on an area that because of the cold, the virus lives longer, and you don't have, in an indoor rink, you do not have ventilation that can ever compensate for that. Do you worry that hockey could be, you know, they may be able to say these sports can come back, but not hockey because of that?
Well, I always worry about it. I still would like to see the data that proves that.
Okay.
Again, we had lots of data from, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kids in the summer inside rinks, and we had no major breakouts like that. So I still think the main issue, I think you said it earlier, the main issue is locker rooms and staying out. And I think
you can avoid that, right?
You can, and so I think that. Again, I certainly, you know, my science teachers at Wayzata High School can attest that I'm not the guy you want to go to on that stuff. you know, but I just know that if that was the case, I think we would have seen a lot more outbreaks than we've had in our bridge season and even in the summer. And so, of course I worry that they're going to, you know, jump to those conclusions, but I'm not so sure there's any statistical data to back it, quite frankly.
You know, the other thing I guess I haven't followed up on as well, because this thing's come down just in the last 24 hours in essence, is what about the junior leagues, the USHL? And there's a number of junior teams, the Magicians locally and in the northern suburbs, that have evolved over the last several years. Are they shut down right now?
Yes, they are. Yeah, this order, it basically, the Norsemen up in St. Cloud and, you know, the Magicians, you know, who skate out of Richfield, it's with them as well. USHL, of course, there's no USHL franchises in Minnesota, so they're playing. You know, I've some good friends who are NHL scouts who are trying to, you know, they're trying to get, all, you know, to see as many games as possible.
Yeah, right now, right?
Right, yeah, because they just, you know, they just don't know. And I know, like, Dubuque, I think, is shut down right now for a game or something. So, because it's like anything else, and I'm sure we can anticipate doing this with high school too, Mike, is that, you know, if you have two or three cases or something, you know, that team's going to get shut down and you won't be able to play. And that's happening in the USHL right now.
And the Gophers are playing, as are other colleges, they're playing Penn State as we speak. But I think the difference there, correct me if I'm wrong, is just that they have access to regular testing, right, which is a financial burden for most, but a Big Ten school can afford it. So therefore, they're allowed to play because they do have frequent testing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It'd be nice if we all had access to that, but we don't right now. And maybe that's the key going forward. If we're going to live with this, is, you know, ramp up so we do have access to that. I don't know, but you're exactly right. They have resources that we don't.
Now, I was at Bonilla St. Margaret's as a high school, as a school. Boy, somebody was telling me the other day, and I can't remember who it was, how impressed they were with the way Bonilla handled this, and that they've been prepared for the cases, the tracing of, the keeping kids at home that shouldn't be there. How has school gone for Bonilla St. Margaret's?
It's gone terrific. I'll tell you what. I mean, believe me, I you know, teachers love to complain about administrators, right?
But no!
I know, but, like, you know, our principals and our president, Adam Ermentrout, have really done a great job in, you know, rolling out a good plan here. So, you know, we've seen some uptick here, but it's not so dramatic that we're, you know, looking at, you know, shutting down. So, yeah, it's worked out, obviously not ideal, but it has, it's worked out pretty well. We've had a hybrid, and we've had grades 7 through 9 in every single day, and grades 10 through 12 come in every other day, and there's challenges there, but we're making it work. We're making it work, and they've done a good job with it.
And that will continue? There's no reason to believe you're going to go distant learning right now?
No. Our plan is we're going to stay. We're going to stay in. You know, and I know Holy Family out in Victoria, I think they've had everyone there, and I think they've had a pretty good, they've controlled it pretty well as well. So, you know, barring any some dramatic numbers, we believe we'll be able to get through Christmas break at least.
Did you get an uptick in late enrollees? You heard that some people are going to, hey, if I can't go to school and distance learning, I'm going to send my kid to a private school. Did that happen? Was there much of an impact on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, let's face it, like if one school's in session and the other one's not, where do you want your kid? And, you know, of course, let's face it, that's the heartbreak. We know that the basically those lower income areas and stuff are the ones who are going to suffer the most with this.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic for another time.
Yeah, just, of course it is.
Yeah, just a difficult, makes you sick, some of that stuff. But, Ken, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving us some insight and keep us in the fold.
Thank you. You have a good night and hang in there.
You too. Ken Pauley, head coach of Bonilla St. Margaret's, but much more to high school hockey. Kind of one of those people that, the interest is always the big picture. That's why it's always interesting to have mom, because he's got his...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.